with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Quickly move. We don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Okay.
Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Ever feel like everything in life is moving at hyperspeed? Slow things down with the all-new Nissan Murano, an unapologetic refuge amidst the daily hustle and bustle. Re-energize with massaging leather-appointed seats to melt away the tension of a busy day. Escape into your favorite music with a Bose premium sound system or set the vibe with ambient mood lighting. Because sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Check out the all-new Nissan Murano at NissanUSA.com.
And Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Crowds are building outside St. Peter's Basilica, where the body of Pope Francis is lying in state. Tens of thousands are expected to pay their respects in the coming days ahead of his funeral on Saturday. ABC's Patrick Rievel has more.
There are still hundreds of people gathered here lining up to try and pay their respects to Pope Francis. We hear from the Vatican that they may extend the opening times to pay people, for people to pay their respects beyond midnight tonight because of the number of people coming here. And I think the atmosphere all day has been one of curiosity by people who are just here as tourists, but others who, you know, are deeply moved.
Investors on a buying spree today, encouraged after President Trump struck a softer and more optimistic tone over tariff talks. It comes as U.S. stocks are on pace to have its worst April since the Great Depression. In Turkey, a 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck near Istanbul today, leading residents to run into the streets and flee buildings. More than 230 injured so far. This is ABC News. In California, police in San Jose, the capital of Silicon Valley, warning of a new car theft trend.
Gone are the days when cars were stolen using a clothing hanger, what's called a Slim Jim, down the window to pop the lock. Car thieves are now using apps and equipment meant for locksmiths that wirelessly link to keyless entry systems. And with the push of a button, they can unlock and start your car. San Jose Deputy Police Chief Brandon Sanchez.
Technology to bypass ignition systems to be able to start your vehicle.
He says around 15 cars a day are being stolen in San Jose, with Hyundai vehicles being the most common stolen electronically. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The CDC is reporting more than 8,000 cases of whooping cough in the U.S. this year. That is more than twice the number compared to the same period last year. The CDC is citing vaccination rates that are falling. And the CDC says three children have died of whooping cough since November. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Spring into deals with fresh savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Stay Green or premium 2-cubic-foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances and save $50 on every $500 you spend on select LG appliances. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate at Lowe's.com for more details or qualifying items. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders are seeking common ground on the state budget and a tax cut.
It has to be part of the budget. We just can't do things one way and then, just do taxes and then do spending. We have to look at it together.
Joint Finance Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne says Republicans are thinking tax cut first.
Certainly our preference would be to do it beforehand, but it's good that talks are happening. And as long as we can get to a goal of making sure we have meaningful tax reform as part of the budget process, I think that's the most important part.
Evers and lawmakers have a roughly $4.3 billion state surplus to work with. A bill to provide health care for new moms sails through the state Senate.
The bill extending Medicaid coverage for new moms to 1 year is from Republican Senator Jesse James.
It's a simple, meaningful step that can change outcomes for families across our state.
The bill passed 32-1 in the Senate Tuesday, but over in the Assembly, Speaker Robin Voss isn't ready to sign off on it.
We've not had the discussion this session yet about postpartum. My position's been fairly clear from the very beginning. I've never supported an expansion of welfare. I can't imagine that I would ever support one.
Similar bill passed the Senate last session, but didn't get a vote in the Assembly. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has stopped a major fraud scheme involving unclaimed property.
DOR reported Tuesday that an arrest has been made after a suspect in Tennessee tried to cash nearly $900,000 in checks from the agency. Bank employees cooperated with the Department of Revenue and directed the suspect to travel to Georgia to cash the checks at the Georgia Department of Revenue, where they were arrested. DOR agents returned the money to the victim in the case, who had been unaware he had an inheritance waiting in unclaimed property. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning with scattered afternoon showers or even a thunder shower possible. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the low 60s. Does your bathroom need an upgrade? Get what you've always dreamed of. $99 a month, interest-free BCI bath and shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Wheat futures did not like the rally in the U.S. dollar or the rain in the Central Plains. HRW futures saw new contract lows. Corn followed wheat to the downside with soybeans and bean oil trading higher. The string of higher closes in hogs came to an end, but the buyers stayed active in live cattle with a round of new all-time highs.
Live, I'm positively bugling with anticipation via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Ryan Wagner from Bolt Marketing. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
You know, I think that bugle could be used a couple of different ways today.
This one here? This one right here?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which one? Okay. Which one? Yeah, that one.
Was that one.
I think it could be used to play charge for the cattle complex.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Or maybe taps for the wheat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's
no good.
Let's set the trumpet aside and just call it even.
Okay.
How about we do that?
All right, let's do that. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you decided to spend a little bit of time with us on a Wednesday afternoon. Dude. Yeah. We are going to go up to Northeast South Dakota and have a conversation with Ryan Wagner. We're going to find out what's going on Ryan's farm up there around Britain, South Dakota. And obviously we will spend plenty of time talking about the factors that are influencing price action in the grain markets. We'll get to some risk management issues. And, you know, if there is an area that can flex acres late in the game, okay, it would be up in the Dakotas. They've got plenty of choices, and I'm just curious. I'm curious if Ryan sees any acreage moving around up there in Northeast South Dakota. So
okay.
We will get to that as well.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, let's go ahead and get to the markets.
Well, yeah, give me just a second here. I want to pull up my markets page quick because I see that spring wheat has been dragging its feet into the settlement here.
Oh, yeah.
Be that as it may. It's raining today in central Kansas, Chip.
That made it very difficult to sustain any buying interest in hard red winter wheat futures. On the demand side, trade sources indicate South Korea tendered last night to buy 50,000 metric tons of U.S. milling quality wheat. Traders will be looking for those results overnight. July HRW futures opened slightly lower and near session highs and then turned downward to trade below 550 for the first time. July HRW also posted a new contract low close. July HRW wheat futures were 8 cents lower, 550 and a quarter. July soft red down 6 and 3 quarter cents to 543 and a half. Have you got a spring wheat close on us, Chip?
No, I don't. Not yet. Huh? The last trade that I've got on the July spring wheat is 606 and a half, down 3 and 3 quarter cents. We'll watch and see if we can get a settlement on that before too long.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, ethanol production week ended April 18, averaged 1.033 million barrels per day. That's up 21,000 barrels from the previous week and 79,000 barrels ahead of the same week last year. Ethanol stocks were slashed 1.333 million barrels to 25.5 million barrels. Speculation the Trump administration is making progress on trade issues with key partners, limited selling in corn futures, while beneficial rains in some of the driest areas of the upper Midwest provided price pressure. Selling was also encouraged by an increase in planting activity east of the Mississippi River. July corn extended the downside correction with its lowest close since April 9. May corn futures were 3 3/4 lower at 472. July corn down 4 cents, 479 and 1 quarter. December corn futures closed at 454 and a half. That's down 3 and 1 half cents, Chip.
Man, that's a nice combination on the ethanol production report, isn't it? Big increase in production, pulling those stocks way down. It sounds to me, or looks to me, like we probably have an export sale of some sort that was made in the past week.
Well, Chip, President Trump's softer language on trade issues with China helped support the soy complex. His latest comments focused on what a deal with China might look like, rather than another tit-for-tat increase in tariff rates. Traders took that as a positive sign. Price gains were limited by aggressive soybean planting early in the season. On ideas, the early start will put a trendline yield of 52 bushels per acre for a national average yield in reach. The sideways trend in the bean market continues. July beans locked in a range between 1040 and 1060. May beans were 5 1/4 cents higher today at 1040 and a quarter. July beans up 4 1/4 cents to 1050 and one quarter. November beans closed at 1027 and a half. That's up a penny today.
Yeah, spreaders back in the product markets in the soy complex. July bean oil was up 31 points. July bean meal was down 90 cents a ton.
Well, Chip, December cotton futures shot sharply higher. The new crop contract pushed into the wide April 3rd downside price gap and then came within 3 points of filling that gap. December cotton today was 126 points higher at 69.97.
Holy smokes.
And on your livestock's June fat cattle futures gapped higher, slipped back to fill the gap, and then shot to a new contract high. Heavyweight choice graded boxed beef was 63 cents higher in morning trade. Traders expect strength in the cash market. June fat cattle, $1.82.5 higher at 208.10, Chip. Jeez. May feeders, $1.42.5 higher at 288.35. And on the snout side, the string of higher closes and front month hogs came to an end, but not until the front month contract spiked resistance at 92.50 to trigger a round of profit taking. May lean hogs today, 35 cents lower, 91.87.5, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
I'm doing okay, man. I've been thinking about you this week with all the conversation between Trump and Powell and trying to figure out what's going to happen there. What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, well, Trump is wrong, first of all. Powell happens to be right. As much as I have disdain for the Fed and Powell, he is right in this case. We have no reason to cut rates. If you cut rates, inflation is going to go through the roof, and it's already through the roof. So they cannot cut rates here. If they do, it's a huge mistake. And if he falls to the pressure of President Trump, then he's just a boob, is what he is, because there's no reason to cut rates here. We've got an economy trouble right now. You've got equities that are going to tank again probably in the next day or two. We got prices that are too high. People aren't making enough money. You can't bring rates down now. You have to let the system play out, let the free markets trade.
Okay, so talk to me about what's going on in the 10-year then.
Well, 10 years going up. I mean, yeah. Today it's down, but it just went from 3.9 to 4.5 again. I think the 10-year's going well north of 5% this year, maybe 6% this year.
Holy smokes! What does that mean for equities?
Just think about what people are borrowing.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. What does it mean for equities? It means equities are going to go lower, but we're going to have to suffer some pain here. If you really want to get the United States back on track, Trump has got the right idea with the tariff idea, with the strong foothold, with trying to do some other things. But we have to suffer a little bit. But what you've noticed is crude oil has come dramatically down. Mm-hmm. And if we can get that back into the 40s, that will overcome the inflation. Look what's happened to the dollar over the last couple of weeks. They've tanked the dollar. So there's a lot of reasons to believe there's going to be some pain here. But after the pain, I think we come much better, much stronger, and I think we become in much better shape.
Good stuff, Bubba. Good stuff. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. All right, Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. I don't know if you all heard what Bubba just said, but I heard it.
I think
what he said was Powell is right.
I wrote it down.
Bubba said Powell is right. Holy smokes. Ryan Wagner, Bolt Marketing, up next.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let AgMarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls, and access to research. Interested in consulting? AgMarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to AgMarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. See, there's that timing thing that you were talking about the other day, Davis. That I thought was pretty well done.
That was
what
good.
You think?
That was
you
better.
Like it?
Well, that's why you're the host, you know?
That's not true. That's not why I'm the host. I mean,
I don't know. It was pretty good.
I don't know either.
You put on a clinic just then.
Yeah, right. Welcome back.
Know.
I'm Chip. You know, but I had to mention it then. So, some sort of a professional radio guy would have never even mentioned it.
I don't know. I think we might be professional radio guys.
Forward.
No. We're setting the standard for professional radio guys.
Yeah, right.
Pretty sure that's what we're doing.
Yeah, we're setting a standard. That's exactly right.
Bar is low.
Yeah.
That's the standard.
That's right. All right. Let's bring in Ryan Wagner, Bolt Marketing, a farmer up in northeast South Dakota. Ryan, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
Doing pretty good today, Chip. Yeah. Like David said there, you know, you have to set standards on the low end too. That's why they call them standards. It's just not high end standards. And we're kind of, it feels like we're setting one of those low end standards on the farm here today. We have a little struggle getting going today, but we're making it through.
Thanks for taking a break from the struggles to get on here with us. What are you doing today? Are you making any progress out in the field?
Yeah, we're making a little progress now. Yeah, we're trying to get spring wheat finished up here and trying to get corn planter going at the same time. Hoping to get some beans rolling here before some rain that's forecast tomorrow too. So yeah, things are clicking along now. We had a little struggle this morning, but we're good now. So hopefully we have a better afternoon than we did in the morning.
All right. I'm going to jump right into one of the first things that I wanted to talk to you about, as long as we're talking about your acreage mix. Because South Dakota, North Dakota, mm-hmm. You can swing acres around up there, and some of those acres might still be in play. Are you seeing much movement in planting intentions from what might have been reflected in the prospective planting report?
Not really. I think that we're probably going to see something similar to what was in the planting perspective or planting intentions report. You know, a little bit more corn, fewer acres of beans this year. Spring wheat down pretty good. We still plant spring wheat here. Not a whole lot of spring wheat in our area anymore. Up in the North Dakota, I think a similar story. But I think spring wheat acres, that's kind of what I was expecting going into that report, that we're going to see lower spring wheat and higher corn acres. And I think that's going to hold true to form. I mean, as long as the weather holds out and we had a good early start, we got going on spring wheat in the last week of March, and then no storm has kept us out of the field for a good 3+ weeks. But we're back in there now. As long as it doesn't rain every 3 days like it did last spring, I think that we're going to be right on for what we intend to plant here.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, why is spring wheat out of favor right now? Is it strictly economics, or are there some other factors?
Well, I think it's the economics of it, a little bit. You know, spring wheat is always kind of the laggard when it comes to profitability, especially behind corn this year. And beans aren't a whole lot better than spring wheat this year. But guys are the ones that have given up spring wheat over the past 10 to 15 years have just become a little bit more comfortable with the corn-soybean rotation. A lot of them have sold their drill or air seeder. So that kind of limits them unless they have it custom done. So it's some of that. You know, we've been hit pretty hard with discounts over the past few years too. Low falling numbers, high vomitoxin levels with some wet harvest. So I think that's part of it too. I think guys, if they did a good job marketing and they can sell their wheat at a decent price, can still make some money at it. But then when you get 25, 50 cent discounts on top of that doesn't look so good. So I think, I think that's part of it as well.
Right. Okay. All right. How much progress have you made on corn?
We are at 0%, and in about an hour, I hope that starts ticking up here a little bit. So we're just getting going today. It's just been a little bit too cold. The soil temperatures are still not ideal, in the low 40s. But field conditions look like they're going to work pretty well today. So we're just going to get started here this afternoon.
Now, is the ground a little too wet, too, or have you not picked up any of the rains that we've been getting?
We had some rain come through on Monday night. And, previous to that, a lot of our precipitation was in snow. Towards the end of March, first couple days of April, whatever it was. But we were pretty dry before that. So that all soaked in fairly well. It just took a little while to warm up and dry out so we get back in the field. We haven't had a many days, you know, over 60, let alone over 50. So it just took a little while, but I think once we get going, I think conditions are going to be great.
Okay, good, good. All right. So let's go over to the markets and what you're thinking about when you're in the cab of the tractor right now, Ryan. I mean, what's occupying your thoughts when it comes to what's moving prices around?
Well, yeah, you know, so often is the case this time of year. This is a seasonal time of year when we typically see the row crops and cereals rally. So mm-hmm. I'm always thinking about targets for sales. You know, where do I want to start hedging my crop and at what profit level does that represent, and where am I comfortable with, you know, getting those sales on the books? So that's kind of what I'm thinking about now. And you know, have your marketing plan put together, have working orders in place for this time of year when everybody's busy. And so those orders can get filled as we go. So, yeah, just kind of trying to stay true to the marketing plan, trying to stay disciplined in my marketing is kind of what I'm thinking about this time of year. I mean, as you get going down the field, sometimes you get to scrolling Twitter or whatever and find these news stories that you think might move the market. But, you know, honestly, this time of year, we're not completely in tune with every tick of the market like I am maybe in the wintertime or when you have a little bit more time to study things. So sometimes that's a good thing too, just to kind of unplug for a little bit and give you a little mental reset and just let the marketing plan do the work.
Especially right now, man, I love the fact that you went straight to, basically you went straight to let's keep it simple. I love the fact that you did that and stayed away from the day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute changes in the headlines that we've been getting here recently. I think that makes all the sense in the world. If you want to kind of block out the noise of the markets, that's how you do it right now, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think sometimes as farmers, when we get a little bit too much information and think a little bit too hard about some of this stuff, you know, we're long-term marketers. I mean, we're not day traders. We're looking at, you know, entry points to get hedges done and sell crops on a long time frame. So, you know, sometimes just watching these day to day or even week to week headline driven rallies and anything else is just, it's counterproductive.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I am at some point going to come back and get your thoughts on the tariff and the trade issues and everything. But first, new contract low on that HRW wheat today, Ryan. That's just kind of a ugh happening in this market right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that probably has to do with seeing some relief in the wheat belt, United States, getting a little bit of rain. And you know, corn has been a little bit weaker this week as well, I've noticed, so. You know, probably losing a little bit of support from the corn market that had been rallying recently. Combination of factors there, probably. So, we had high hopes of having some sort of a, you know, April, May rally here, but it's kind of seemed to fizzle out here lately.
Yeah, it certainly has. Certainly has. And we could sure use a shot of demand in there. And that seems like it's been difficult to try to find that as a source of support in this wheat market as well. We've only got about 40 seconds left here in this segment, Ryan. What else are you watching in the wheat trade?
Just kind of, you know, in wheat, there's always geopolitical risk as well. You know, if something happens or, you know, watching weather in the Black Sea region or whatever is going on over there with the conflict and you know, in the Middle East as well. So, I mean, it's not a whole lot we can do right now except just kind of bide our time and hopefully we can sell into some of these big carries that are there and come out on the other end with a pretty good price on our selling program for hedging.
Yep. All right. I got you. Hey, guys, we are in the middle of a conversation with Ryan Wagner, Bolt Marketing, and a farmer up in northeast South Dakota. So far, we've got an update on what is happening at Wagner Farms up there. And we've talked mostly about what is happening in wheat. But when we come back, I want to jump into some of the trade in the tariffs and get Ryan's take on what seems to be Trump softening up on his rhetoric around China. How's that going to play out for us? We'll talk to Ryan about that next here on AgriTalk.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association and farmer in Wright County. At ICGA, we work on behalf of our members for the best return on investment for your farm by advocating for corn issues at both the state and federal levels. Together, our voices are stronger, so I urge all corn farmers to join ICGA today to pass policies that impact our farms. Visit iowacorn.org/join to amplify your voice.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 8 cents lower at 550 and a quarter. July SRW down 6¾ cents to 543 1/2. May corn futures 3¾ cents lower at 472. December corn futures closed at 454 1/2. That's down 3½ cents today. May soybean futures were 5¼ cents higher at 1040 1/4. November beans closed at 1027 1/2. That's up a penny today. December cotton today was 126 points higher, 69.97 on your livestock's. June fats a buck 82 1/2 higher, 208.10. May feeders a $1.42 1/2 higher, 288.35. And on the snout side, May lean hog futures 35 cents lower on the day at 91.87 1/2. Get more. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Since 1936, Brunner Seed has been helping farmers plan for the next corn and soybean growing season. Brunner Seed, in partnership with ProHarvest Seeds, offers farmers a broad range of traits and genetics from Bayer, Monsanto, Syngenta, and Enlist. Brunner Seeds are locally grown under the same conditions as your farm, so they're suited for your farming operation. To find a dealer, visit BrunnerSeed.com or call 715-672-5887. Start your next growing season off right with seed from Brunner Seeds, family-owned and operated, Highway 10, Durant.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning with scattered afternoon showers or even a thunder shower possible. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the low 60s. Does your bathroom need an upgrade? Get what you've always dreamed of. $99 a month, interest-free, BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. We are in the middle of a conversation with Ryan Wagner, Bolt Marketing, and a farmer up there in northeast South Dakota. You know what, Ryan? I don't want to too specific in this conversation. I know you've been busting butt this morning, but I do want to ask this. The comment that I keep hearing around the Trump policies on trade is that we got to go through some short-term pain to get to the long-term gain. Now, on the farm side of things, are you feeling any of that short-term pain yet?
No, not really. When the what they call Liberation Day first happened back on April 2nd, I mean, when the equities tanked in those couple of days, commodities actually held in there pretty good. And when we haven't, you know, really seen a whole lot, you know, just from a commodity price standpoint, haven't seen a whole lot of influence from the tariffs so far on corn and, or beans either. And in fact, beans have been fairly impressive throughout the whole last 3 weeks since that date. And, you know, we're at a severe disadvantage if China starts slapping tariffs on our imported beans over there, but it doesn't seem to affect the price. And, you know, at least not yet anyway. I think that in the long term, it could affect us, and that's going to encourage more production in Brazil. And we could start having issues with fertilizer and chemical and things like that are procured overseas. But, you know, in the short term, haven't really seen a whole lot of impact yet.
Okay. All right. So go back to that long term comment that you were starting to make there. Do you see the opportunity for some long term gain?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, I hope this results in some free trade agreements. You know, we've kind of went away from these multilateral free trade agreements, which we're attempting to with TPP, and we got one signed with Korea and Colombia and other nations as well over the past 10 or 15 years. The big one, of course, is China. If we can get some sort of a free trade agreement or some sort of an agreement with China, I think that will ease a lot of this pressure, because that sure seems to be what this is all about. I mean, you know, the writing was on the wall when he put a 90-day pause on all tariffs except to China. And I mean, I think that indicated right there that this is all about holding China to account to some things and trying to level the playing field with China, you know, whatever that means, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had a listener this morning send me a note and said, Chip, I don't know why I'm paraphrasing here. I don't have it up in front of me right now. But it basically said, I don't know why you're fretting over this deal with China. We've been here, done this. Just expect the way that it wrapped up last time is how it's going to wrap up this time. And honestly, Ryan, he makes a good point. And that phase one trade deal, that wasn't that bad of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, to end up with an agreement to purchase, you know, X billion dollars or whatever the number was worth of ag commodities in exchange for, I don't even know what we got in exchange for that. But, I mean, that could be an end result here. I'm not sure, you know, what China's situation is this time around. I think last time around, maybe they were in a little bit stronger position in their domestic economy. And could afford maybe some concessions that they want this time around. I don't know. Maybe they learned. Maybe they read The Art of the Deal in the meantime. I don't know. But it seems like they're willing to come to the table, I guess, possibly, which is good. And some of the rhetoric, you know, from Trump lately has been a little bit softer on China. I guess that's a good thing. So I guess time will tell. I would rather see a policy in place that opens up trade and lowers tariffs and stuff, rather than, you know, dictating a certain amount of goods need to be bought. I guess that's my personal standpoint. I hope that's the end result of this, but I guess we'll see.
Yep. All right. Hey, talk to me about your cash market up there right now. What's the feature? Is there are there any beans moving to the PNW?
No, not really. The main feature of our cash market right now is an inverse. We have strong nearby basis. Even though the futures are at a carry, we have, at least at the local crush plant in Aberdeen here, we have about a 10-cent inverse April-May versus June-July delivery. So I think that, you know, with the farmer disengaged from the market here, you know, March, April, May, basically, and they're relying on commercial elevators to supply them. I think they're trying to push to get a few more beans, you know, in through the system. So that's a little bit unusual. Other than that, you know, corn basis has strengthened a little bit lately as well. But yeah, a little bit unusual to see that soybean inverse right now with the futures of carry.
Yeah, it sounds like the area is still kind of adjusting to the increase in the crush capacity that you guys have got up there, huh?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, you know, the plant in Aberdeen's only, you know, about 5 years old. We have another one up in North Dakota and Jamestown coming online or is online now. And so, yeah, I think we're getting adjusted to having a year-round local demand for soybeans and not just a seasonal October through March type of demand through the export channel.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you were talking earlier about the how impressed you are with soybeans and corn and the way that they've traded since April 2nd, the Liberation Day. What market has got you the most concerned right now?
Probably wheat. Spring wheat, you know, in particular, I thought with that low acreage number, we'd see a little bit of a rally here. Seasonally, we have support, you know, behind us in the spring wheat market. It just can't get up and go. So that's a little bit concerning, but I think that's a lot, like I said earlier, a little bit driven by corn as well. You know, if corn gets a rally, and I think there's a good chance it can, maybe wheat will follow along and we can get wheat to rally a little bit. But, you know, in general, nothing is real disappointing right now. All the commodities hanging in there fairly decently, you know, with everything that's gone on over the last 3 weeks and in the trade war, I you'd ask me 3 weeks ago where soybeans would be, I'd say it all start with a 9, but it hasn't. It's hanging right in there, the nearby in the mid $10 and maybe even headed towards 11 if we can catch a bid here. So, yeah, I can't say I'm disappointed in any of them right now, honestly.
Man, you're making good points. What's your take on the cattle market?
On fire again.
Jeez. You know,
it seems to be following along with the stock market a little bit last couple of days. A little bit of a reversal on Monday and a setback, but it seems like these dips are just getting bought. You know, the cash market for feeders and through the Packers and both have been very strong. So, it's very impressive. Near all-time highs again. Cow-calf guys around here are pretty tickled with the price they're going to be getting for their calves.
Yeah. Those cow-calf guys, you seeing any sign that they're saving back some heifers trying to rebuild that beef cow herd a bit?
I think there is a little bit of that going on. Probably not to the extent that it needs to be to rebuild that herd. But, at these prices, I think there has to be some heifer retention going on. I mean, the ones that have the ability to expand have already probably expanded through this rally. You know, there's just, you know, a lot of them are one and two man operations. There's just only so many cows they can have. So, I think there's a little bit of that going on, but I wouldn't say it's a great amount that's going to rebuild this herd anytime real soon.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you're going to do any risk management in the cattle trade right now, do you stick to the puts?
Yeah. Puts are plenty expensive right now, as you know, with the volatility in the market. We've been leaning or sending guys towards LRP. If they don't want to sell futures and you know, be subject to margin calls and all that, which I actually don't really have a problem with here at near all time highs. But if they don't want that, you know, hanging over their heads, then LRP is a good way to go right here, to put in a little floor on under at least some of it.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So when a guy calls you up and says, Ryan, I haven't even gotten started on my 25 crop marketing, what do you tell him that he needs to do right now?
Well, if they haven't already, I'd say, you know your cost of production, set a net income revenue goal or a net income goal and put some target sales out there. I mean, we've gotten started on our marketing plan here, got some December corn done at 450. Looking to do another increment here if we can touch up the 490, and then looking out into the March, you know, on the soybeans, about the same thing. 1050 was our initial target, you know, looking at that $10.80 to $11 area to get a little bit more done. But I like getting to 40 to 60% sold in this spring and summer marketing window. So I'm telling guys to space out their sale, you know, looking 20-30 cents, do 10% at a time, bail up, sell in a rally through this selling season, you know, through the end of June, call it, and get the, at least, 40-60% done in this time frame.
All right. Do you like the odds of that D's corn getting back into that 490 range?
Well, it's going to take some work to get there yet, but I think it can happen, you know, given the, if we get off to a dry start or whatever. If a guy has storage, I've been moving forward to the March, you know, only selling as much beef as you have to, because there is still a carry out to the March. So maybe we can get there at 490 on the March, but
there you go.
You got to set a target somewhere. I can always move it lower if you have to.
That's right. That's good counsel right there. Ryan, I sure enjoy it when you're on the show, man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Chip. Thank you.
You bet. Ryan Wagner, Bolt Marketing. Farmer up there in northeast South Dakota. Davis and I'll be right back.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Messaging data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. But not anymore. There's this great company called Zelthy. They're 100% online, and if you qualify, their prescribers can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long way to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Zelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. This is a great time to see if you qualify for GLP-1 medications with Zelthy, and all you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text IMPACT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text the word IMPACT to 200-300. That's IMPACT to 200-300. IMPACT to 200-300.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Vida allows all crops to fix their own nitrogen and reduce fertilizer. It's helped farmers grow millions of acres of corn with less nitrogen. And less nitrogen is good for the corn, good for our farmers, and good for our planet. And Vida's sustainable technology helps farmers maximize profitability with guaranteed results, which makes Invita an investment that's good for us all. Learn more at azotic.com/investor. That's azotic.com/investor.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. LoveLost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, LoveLost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit LoveLost.org and register today.
Yeah.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here along with Chip Flory. Chip, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Right,
excellent,
here.
Excellent. I was going through some old files. I found something fun. Let's see if you can remember where this came from. Let's see if you remember the circumstance surrounding this.
Doctor, your next patient is ready.
Yes.
It's the handsome newsman.
Handsome, yes. I've never seen such an enlarged sass gland.
Yes, doctor.
Let's get him 200 units, Aquatalk staff, start a nonsense drip.
Yes, doctor.
Now he'll be more handsome than ever, nurse.
Good work, doctor. Aquatalk.
The AgriTalk theatrical players put that together after I had what removed, Chip?
After you had what removed? Your brain? Your
try again, please.
I'm not exactly sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What was it?
The answer we were looking for was gallbladder. Gallbladder.
How many years ago was that?
That would have been late September, early October of 2019, just pre-pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah, squeeze it in there just right ahead of the big problem. Yeah, imagine if I had to have that out during COVID. I wonder what would have happened.
Oh, that would have been determined to have been an elective surgery, I'm sure.
Oof.
Yeah.
Bro. Because it took me a year and a half before I finally was like, yes, please cut me open and get this out. It was awful, bro. I wouldn't have lasted another year. No.
That's right. I'd thankfully forgotten about that.
That was some rough stuff. Fortunately, I had my cell phone in my pocket when they wheeled me into surgery. I caught us a little snapshot
of
what they were doing.
That was nice. That was good. That was good.
That was just pre-me.
That was pre-Joe. It was in the dark time.
Just like by a few weeks, because I started late October here.
Okay. Okay. That'd be right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. It seems like 20 years, not six.
It does. It really does. Yeah. In a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way, Joe.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I mean. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
I gotta find Bubba!
We thought we knew Bubba, Chip. We thought we knew him.
Who was that?
When it comes to Trump and Powell, it seems like, you know, maybe there aren't Christmas cards passed between the two. I'm getting that sense.
Yeah.
And yet, okay, all joking around aside, when Bubba's got something to say that goes against what he usually has to say, he'll say it.
Oh, yeah.
He will say it. He won't shy away from saying, speaking the truth. And he did that today by saying, Trump is wrong and Powell is right.
Right.
What? Did I bump my head or something?
Yes, that was but I get it. I get what he's saying. When you look at some of the indicators that are already out there, and you know what? When you look at how the 10-year yield is trading, mm-hmm. and has been trading since April 2nd, it's part of the Sell America plan. They're selling equities, they're selling commodities, they're selling the treasuries, which means a higher yield, and it does seem to be kind of part of the plan in general right now. But like Ryan said, if you're looking for the markets that have been most impressive, you probably got to look at the commodities, mm-hmm. and ag commodities in particular, and say, you know what, they've performed pretty well compared to everything else.
Yeah, they really have hung right in there. Yeah. Crude in the 40s would offset inflation. Oh. I'm going to go back to Bubba again.
Holy smokes.
Is that right? Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah. Crude oil in the 40s would definitely offset some of the inflationary pressures that might be building out there. But I don't know. I don't know if we want crude in the 40s. Why would we want to discourage production?
Yeah.
I think, you know, listen, it can go down from where it's at right now, but if it hangs around in the mid 50s,
yeah,
I think we can find a way to get the pump prices down. I think we can find a way to continue to encourage production here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crude oil is always a fine balance. You know, the scales are pretty sensitive when it comes to crude oil.
Yeah. Yep. It was a good talk with Ryan Wagner. Always good to talk with him. He thinks USDA got the acreage mix correct.
About right.
Was he speaking broadly, or was he speaking just in his general area of, where is he, South, North, East Dakota kind of a thing?
Northeast South Dakota.
Isn't that what
I
said?
If we could figure out a way to get west in there, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Okay.
All right.
I'm on it.
All right. I think he was speaking generally. The trends are in the right direction, and not a lot of reason to adjust those acreage numbers at this point,
mm-hmm.
especially when you think about the May 12, believe it or not, it's not that far away, but the May 12 supply and demand report is going to be the first USDA official look at the 2025-26 marketing year, and it's going to include those acreage estimates from the prospective plantings report. So you might as well use those numbers for now, I think is what I heard Ryan saying. And then if we have to, we can make some adjustments later based on weather more than anything else.
That's solid.
Yep. Okay. And speaking of the weather, 6-10-day outlook for April 29th through May 3rd. Above normal temperatures expected across the entire Corn Belt. Near normal precipitation from Iowa to the north, and I mean southern Iowa to the north, including Wisconsin, Nebraska, looking at near normal, above normal precipitation expected in the areas south of that line. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. Appreciate it. Come back tomorrow morning. We're going to talk more about China. We've got Andy Schisler from S&W Trading coming on to give us his views here on AgriTalk.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine.
not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Are you looking for an easy way to get a daily detox? Pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutrition expert Sherry Torkos explains why Active Liver is the perfect solution.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to get an easy daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the Vatican, the body of Pope Francis now lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica, where people are waiting in long lines to pay respects for the next 3 days.